And everyone was sharing it like, there were two types of sharing it. One was like, oh, look at this fun story. And the other was like, people saying like, that monkey's a scab. He should be killed. All well and good.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Full Court Mess. Today is Tuesday, January 11th. We're recording this early. It's Pacific time. We took a couple weeks off, holidays, blah blah blah. We're back. Things happen. What basketball stuff were you guys thankful for? And then introduce yourselves to everyone again in case they forgot about us.
I'm Joe. I'm thankful, and I'm going to steal Jared's thunder here. I'm thankful that Klay Thompson is back. I love Klay Thompson.
That's the best gift that I'm thankful for. That's my favorite, like, basketball gift this year.
He's such a fun personality in the league and a fun player, and it's better when he's healthy and playing.
Yeah, I'm Will, and anything, you know, less thoughtful would seem really mean after the thoughtful Klay Thompson one that Joe picked. But I'll add in that I'm thankful that he came back, and instead of coming back and hitting a butt ton of threes, he came back and put somebody on a poster, which sure I ever saw him do when he was healthy in the first place.
He had to prove that his Achilles is 100%, if not 110%. It's even better than it was before. That was a great dunk. Like, no.
It really. I'm Jared, and my greatest gift that I'm thankful for was that dunk. But not just that dunk. That landing scared the shit out of me. So I was like a not good looking landing.
No, it wasn't.
Balance,
but,
for sure.
But the gift was him doing that and running away. Like, nothing happened. So
that was excellent.
It was good.
I'll give one auxiliary one. I'm really thankful for that. DeMar DeRozan with the most insane, unnecessary game-winning shot I've ever seen against the Pacers, taking the most off-balance, unneeded three when they're down 1 point at the end of regulation.
Yeah.
But then still hitting it is, like, the definition of that. That's what makes a cool NBA player, doing unnecessary shit and still
That was sick.
Achieving it. So that was fantastic.
I'm happily surprised to see DeMar well in the lead of all-star voting for Eastern Conference guards, like blowing the competition out of the water. When I have been voting, remembering to vote for all-star weekend, I've been picking players that I thought would be on the fringe or just not have the popularity that your LeBrons and your Giannis's and your Curry's and your Trae Young's and your Luka's have. And DeMar and Zach LaVine were often on that list for me, but I was sorely mistaken because those two are, I think LaVine's fourth and DeMar's first, at least at the last, update a week ago or so. So I'm on my Drew Holiday, all-star campaign, which will probably not come to fruition based on how many good Eastern Conference guards there are. But he's deserving.
I'm looking for I've been trying to contribute most of my votes in a similar way to Joe. I've been voting 10 times a day for Joel Prisbilla. He didn't quite make the first cut of the top 10 in the latest results they put out, but I'm certain he's lurking right around 11th, and we'll get him up there.
If only Zaza Pachulia was still in the league.
Oh, man.
Remember when he almost made the starting lineup in the West because the entire country of Georgia was voting for him on the reg?
It's so good that the fan vote is only a certain percentage.
It's still 50%, which is a lot, but it's not 100%. which ensures that the NBA could, in theory, like sway the vote a little bit more and no one would know. Speaking of Joel Prisbilla,
there's
our boy.
Oh, there it is. He has a card for everything.
That looks like an ad it's for like milk.
He sets this up.
Yeah, Joe actually messages me a list of names in advance of the pod and says, find a way to work these in.
Oh, boy.
I never have, and I never will.
No, this is all authentic, folks.
I gotta get more Klay Thompson cards in my collection. I don't think I have any.
You do. Donald's watching. He says, Joe single-handedly put DeMar in the lead.
That could be it.
I won't take full credit, but he was... powerful. I think if I can remember the guys I'm voting for now most often, it's Karl-Anthony Towns, Brandon Ingram, Draymond Green, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and at first it was Ja Morant, but he's well on the way now for
he's
sure.
He's making
it. Now it's been Dejounte Murray most often. Mm-hmm. Is the other West guard. And then in the East, it's Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton always. And then lately, it's been Darius Garland, who's been awesome, or Fred VanVleet, one of those two guys. And then Jared Allen and Sabonis. That's who I've been voting for. Maybe John Collins I'll throw in once in a while, but he's not quite all-star caliber compared to, like, Sabonis or Jared Allen or a bunch of those Eastern Conference forwards and centers. He's up there, but he's slightly off the fringe in my opinion, even though I love him.
He's got more time though.
And Anthony's also a guy I've been voting for occasionally because he's been really good also.
Yeah.
But I don't know if any of those guys I've listed are going to be all-stars because there are there's only 12 spots on all the sides.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's short rosters.
A lot of good players in the NBA, folks.
It's true.
They can't all be all stars.
Check this out.
Some stars.
Some stars.
Yeah.
Just especially a few stars.
Half that all star team is going to be out for like COVID protocol too.
Yeah. So there might be quite a bit of alternates actually.
There's going to be
four guys. I mean, if it were me and I was a guy like Giannis who was truly playing for a title or, you know, didn't need to go to the All-Star game this year, I'd say, yeah, I'm just going to sit it out. Like, I'm not going to travel. I'm going to be home with my family and someone else can take my spot. That might happen a little more than normal this year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe LeBron activates his whatever playoff mode early and
zero like dark
locked,
30.
I'm locked in now. Yeah, I'm locked in now. Someone else. I'm not even going to participate in All-Star Weekend.
LeBron is too busy getting in fights with Desmond Bane.
And Isaiah Stewart, lest we forget.
He's like only trying to scrap with players who are like sophomores in the league.
It's really weird. All right, check this out. You guys aren't ready for this news. This is big. This was a Shams bomb.
Presses.
76ers news.
Uh-oh.
Ready for this? They are signing a new hardship two-way contract. They are signing Charlie Brown.
Let's go.
Charlie Brown has...
Hawks legend Charlie Brown.
Hawks legend Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Shout out to Aiden Sears.
Absolute monster man, what was Charlie Brown good at in the comics? What would translate to the court? He was bad at everything. It's kind of hard to
good at missing kickoffs.
Attempting to kick footballs and getting it pulled out from under him.
Yeah. That's why he's playing the NBA, not the NFL, folks.
Yeah. What else? Bradley Beal has re-entered health and safety protocols.
Bradley Beal simply loves getting COVID.
Yes.
He is the NBA's Jair Bolsonaro from Brazil. He cannot get enough of it. And that's fine. I don't give a honk anymore.
I can now say that I have something in common with Bradley Beal. And that we have both re-entered COVID protocols this week.
Amazing.
Yes.
Will, how has your outlook on the Wizards changed from... Did they start 7-1?
They started 10-3, which was fire.
10-3, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they were they started 10-3
start. How are you feeling about the Washington Wizards?
Then after the 10-3 start, they went 5-12. And then since that, they've gone 5-5.
Oh, man.
So probably what they are is incredibly average and somewhere between that and below average. I have soured a great deal on Bradley Beal because he's stunk this year. He's not, if you noticed in the All-Star voting, he's not in the top 10, and he doesn't deserve to be by any means. I'm still good with all the role players because that's what they are. You know, they're role players. If I had my wishes, they'd be sellers at the deadline and really kind of try to blow it up. But they're trying to get Jeremy Grant, which is fine. If you're not going to blow it up, it's fine. Let's get another good player and see if we get any better. But all this year has done for me is really just reinforce that they should not be trying to give Bradley Beal a supermax. So it's going to be really, really bad when they do. They thought John Wall contract was bad. This one is going to be just as much, and I guess the guy won't be hurt, so there's that, but it's going to be for a guy who didn't ever even reach the heights that John Wall did.
Mm-hmm.
250 mil for...
Is the Supermax a sure thing? What percentage chance do you think it's likely to happen?
Oh, unfortunately, I feel like it's like an 85% chance they do it, because they've been trying to do it for like 3 years and just waiting for him to say yes. I'm curious how bad he would have to get this year before they stop doing it. But it's been their entire like long-term play for the past few years. So I don't feel like they'll suddenly pull their head out of the sand and go like, oh no, we should not do this at all. But it definitely is I would prefer Bradley Beal being traded before the deadline to him getting a supermax and staying on this team. And I would actually prefer him to walk in free agency for nothing. I think it's like a 5% chance he doesn't get a supermax with the Wizards at this point.
Well, I mean, what do you think the chance that he gets traded?
Oh, like basically nothing.
Okay.
They're all in on this for whatever that's worth, and it's not worth much.
I did see that, I think 2 days ago, Kuzma had 27 points, 22 rebounds, something like that.
Kuzma is... I'm fine.
He's actually doing pretty good.
He's a total... he's lame as shit in mm-hmm. all things non-basketball. strictly basketball, on court, I am totally fine with Kyle Kuzma. He's a solid player. He's not more than that. He's not an all-star like the Lakers wanted to pretend he was for a while. But he's a solid player. He'll win you a couple games and lose you some.
Yeah.
Lakers fans only thought he was an all-star when he was a Laker. Now they think he's garbage.
Yeah,
no. I saw someone be like, "Hey, like Wizards fans, you still like certain you won the Russ trade?" And I'm like, "Yeah, like yeah, we're gonna fuck that up." But like, yeah, no, we did. That's fine.
Yeah, definitely.
Kuzma did have a good point on the Ben Simmons, Tobias Harris. He's probably one of the better NBA player Twitter follows, to be honest. Even though I looked at his tweets. Leading up to that one, his other tweets had nothing to do with it, but they were very funny to me. Let me just quote him here.
I mean, he's a dork on Twitter, but in a very
funny way. Yeah. So in the last 24 hours, so he retweeted the Wizards tweeting about his performance, 27-22, which is fine. And then his next three tweets are Giannis equals monster, Pacers, Celtics, and Lance, in order.
He's just kind of like it's very relatable in the sense it's like everybody's met a guy who's basically exactly like him in real life, where you're like, oh yeah, that's kind of funny, and then he'll tweet out like, quote tweet Elon Musk being like, see, rich people already pay too much taxes, and you're like, oh yeah, like, I know a guy like this who lives near me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But anyway, his tweet about the Sixers, the Sixers news is that they are looking to package Tobias Harris with Ben Simmons in trade talks. And his tweet is, I think, what everyone is thinking. which is how the hell you package $80 million.
Yeah, it's light. They're just going to trade for some other team's entire roster.
Yeah. My proposed trade is... Artie's joining the conversation as well.
Okay.
My proposed trade is Ben Simmons to the Lakers, Tobias Harris to the Rockets, Russell Westbrook and John Wall to the Sixers. No picks, no cash considerations. Done deal.
There's so much going on there.
It's perfect. The Rockets are ready to win now. And getting Tobias Harris changes everything.
Yeah. It's
done deal.
I'm not sold on Westbrook getting traded.
I think LeBron is.
I mean that he will. Yeah.
I just don't think you can get much for him. Nobody would want him.
Who's saying yes?
Exactly. I think LeBron would love to get rid of him. I don't think they're going to, because I don't think they can.
Yeah.
They're riding out this season with the old guys, for better or for worse. I don't think they're going to get much.
I see it also as a thing, like, Lakers don't want to look stupid.
Yeah, no, I feel
that. Because if you trade him, you look stupid for trading for him in the first place.
Like, you know, two or three young pieces for him, yeah.
And if you keep him throughout the whole, you know, rest of the season, they can be like, oh, things just didn't work out. Like, it's not like the white flag.
Definitely would be a massive PR hit to ship him out.
Yeah.
And it'd be, not that they would care, but it would be a huge fuck you to him personally. And they'd also have to deal with that PR.
It totally would. It's so crazy that the guy who has averaged a triple-double has, like, no trade value.
Hey, everyone, it was widely assumed that when Russ aged, it would not go very well. We are seeing the fruitions of that.
Well, yeah, and also his shooting still stinks.
Yeah. I mean, it was not a game that was meant for someone to be, like... It was not a style of basketball that was ever going to work for someone who was in their 30s, and it is not working.
Yeah.
It's just wild they decided to acquire him.
There were so many better options that they were pursuing.
Literally just retaining their own free agents.
Check this out. They could have had Alex Caruso.
Yep. And that's it.
And it would be better.
They could have had Kyle Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, and Alex Caruso on their team for slightly long term, at least for a few years. A core that seemed to work pretty well, honestly. Like,
it was a very good team.
They just had injury problems last year.
Yeah. They were hurt last year. That's the funny part.
They didn't have chemistry issues, really. Maybe minor ones, but nothing major. They just had really bad injury luck.
AD hurt that their role players couldn't carry them to like playoff wins. And it's like, yeah, I mean, like, you need your guys healthy. It's a weird decision to be like, let's go get. And it wouldn't be that crazy to say, let's go get another star so we could like shoulder the load if AD goes down, because he does get hurt a lot. But it's like, you didn't really go. You got a guy who used to be a star. You didn't get a star now.
You're talking about LeBron James, right?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, or just get a star that can shoot.
Yeah, it, like, literally. Needed.
I don't know. How about some fun news that we already brought up?
Let's talk Clay.
Clay's back. I really enjoyed
this must be Pottery
Clay Day being like a league-wide celebration.
Oh, yes.
Like, I didn't expect it to be league-wide, like, everyone tweeting, like, Clay Day. I thought it'd be like, Clay's back.
It was really, happy. It was really supportive and sweet.
Yeah, it was really cool to see. And it was cool that Draymond was out, supposed to be out for the game, because he's hurt. But he wanted to start alongside Clay, so they talked to the other team. They talked to, like, JB, and then they talk to the GM, the other team, like, hey, we're putting Dre in the starting lineup, but he's not playing. Like, if that's cool with you guys, he's gonna start. Can we just foul you immediately and he won't play the rest of the game? And they're like, yeah, do it.
Yeah, his end of the game stat line was 7 seconds of playing time,
Yep.
One foul. And yeah. That was it.
Yeah. Just because he wanted
not
to be
quite a Tony Snell line, but a fun stat line for sure.
Draymond Green's per 36 for that game fucking sucked.
Yeah, is that
300 fouls, no points.
Yeah,
this guy's fucking garbage now.
Yeah.
Why am I voting in for all star teams? What am I thinking?
Clay Day was fun though. I mean, he yammed it on two guys, so that was cool.
Yeah, that was. I might have to find that highlight and just retweet it from our Twitter account.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he plays tonight again too.
If Clay has any more poster dunks after coming back, I
right am off the bat
of PEDs.
Yeah, they're gonna test him.
Yeah, he's limited for like the next week or two. I think he's only gonna be playing like 15-20 minutes. Which makes sense.
Yeah. I saw a player get they were noted to be on a minutes restriction coming back from injury. They might have been on the Wizards. They were a backup, and their minutes restriction was like 30 to 35 minutes. I was like,
that's not a...
Why are you on a restriction if it's that big and you're a backup player? You're not going to play more than
that. Yeah. That's like...
You can play a normal amount of minutes and...
Yeah, that's only worth noting in playoffs. For like yeah. A star. To be like, Giannis is not going to play more than 35 minutes tonight and be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the stats, like it's like we just said, there are per 36 stats. You can't play him 36 minutes and be like he was on a restriction. That's, like, what we would consider standard.
Did you see any of the post-game conference with Clay?
I did not.
It was just a lot of, like, oh, I'm happy to be back. And he talked about, like, he's like, ooh, I was negative two. That's not great. And then a reporter goes, just asks, like, so... 18 shots in 20 minutes, huh? And Clay goes, something's never changed. And just leaves.
I love Clay. He's probably my favorite NBA player personality.
It really does seem like he's like the most universally beloved player in the league.
He's just like, just the right amount of goofy, just the right amount of like taking it seriously, but also not overly seriously. Like, just a fun player, like, has these ridiculous games under his belt, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, just a fun guy. All his like, Instagram live videos over the last couple of years.
Fun. Whenever I see him go live, I'm like, I got hot.
Talking about how he met Barry Bonds and, like, just hilarious stuff every time. And it's just him talking. He's not even like doing anything, but it's just so endearing every time.
I tuned into one of his lives and he was on his boat and he was going past Alcatraz. And he just started naming actors that were in movies about Alcatraz. He just was like, this guy.
Being dudes.
Great stuff.
Like, whomst among us wouldn't do the exact same thing?
Yeah.
He's the everyman. Who can also score 37 points in a quarter in an NBA game.
Kelsey, the true biggest Clay news of the season, though.
Mm-mm.
That exactly. Clay and Andre Iguodala will now be taking some of their salary in Bitcoin.
Oh, brother. I should have expected that, because yesterday they did a Bitcoin giveaway on his like Instagram. Yeah.
I blame Iguodala for that. He got in his ear.
Yeah. Iguodala is such like a tech guy.
Iguodala and Spencer Dinwiddie would get along.
Yeah,
they would. Let's keep them far apart. Keep that other guy. Keep Dinwiddie off the Warriors.
How's Dinwiddie been doing for the Wizards?
He's been pretty ass, you know.
Okay.
Your tone was like, he's all right.
We call
as to be expected.
We call sucking ass Wizards all right.
Mm.
Been doing all right
so
for
this
a Wizard.
Is like a good season then.
Been doing terrible. Yeah, no, it's whatever. He's like
20 and
he has
20
this
is
problem
a good...
where like him and Beal appear to not be able to really play together, and he just gets like insanely passive on the court, which is just strange. It's like, man, I'm not gonna stress myself over this.
Yeah,
I had a lizard character named Dinwiddie once.
How's this man been doing?
Oh my god, he hasn't even played, and I still love
card
him.
Alert.
I adore him. He's my favorite wizard, except the fact he hasn't played, but that might help him sometimes.
So Hoosier, am I right?
The Rui's back.
Yeah, I was gonna say, so I didn't even know he was out.
Big yeah, it was still from what held him out this offseason. Undisclosed personal issues. So as always, hope he's okay, but he's back playing basketball. I was excited to see him.
That's good. Love me some Rui.
There it is.
There he is.
I actually fully plan on attempting to buy his shoe that's releasing. Because it looks cool as shit.
That's a nice Jordan shoe, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Jordan, yeah. Nice.
I fully want that. It looks awesome.
It does.
It's not cool. The Anta, the overseas brand. He's not Clay Thompson or Dellavedova category.
He's not signed to 361 degrees either.
You know, Gordon Hayward has like 3 Anta shoes now.
I had the Clay Thompson Anta 2s, I think. They were great. They really were.
They get,
I won for a long time.
Really good reviews.
They had excellent grip on the floor. That was the biggest review that I got, and I fully agree. They were like $50 or $60, I think, when I got them. So
pretty good
for the price. Excellent shoes.
Yeah, pretty good.
And I don't know if they made me a better shooter, but I like to think they did, because they were Clay's shoes. Maybe. But now I've got the Giannis Coming to America's.
Those are nice.
Those are my b-ball shoes nice for the foreseeable future. Because they've been in the box for about 2 years. I haven't even put them on for a long time. COVID has derailed my pickup basketball games, but that's fine. That will preserve the shoes even longer.
I'm starting to hate this about myself, but I'm starting to become like a shoe guy. I was already like a shoe guy, but I'm starting to become like a basketball shoe guy.
Uh-oh.
It's been rough.
Hey, I've got like 20 pairs.
I'm starting to, but I'm realizing like, cause I usually just wear like skate shoes all the time, just from like growing up skateboarding, and just like, I like the looks of them. I like how they feel. As far as like, if I ever were to skateboard again, I'm always like, yeah, this would feel good on a skateboard. But like, they're not good for my feet.
No, like, they're not. They're so flat.
Like, yeah, like I'm realizing that when I'm like, if I'm out all day, I'm like, this shit hurts. And I already have like foot issues. I get like feeling of like heel bruise just from like standing for an hour.
Yep.
So I've been realizing I got some new basketball shoes. They're comfy. Like, these are nice. I could buy more of these if I had money.
Oh yeah.
But like I was gifted 2 pairs of basketball shoes for Christmas, and they're so like, they feel so much better than wearing skate shoes around.
Yeah. Skate shoes, I've worn skate shoes for a long time too, and they seem to have gotten less cushiony and more like minimal almost. Like it's almost like wearing like Chuck Taylor Converse or something. Like very like just not durable material, not that comfortable.
There's been like
probably great for skating and probably great for certain people's feet, but I've found into my 30s now, skate shoes have not aged with me, at least the ones I've tried.
There's like a split between like a lot of these shoe models now. Yeah, like you said, like they're very simplified and they look good. They look really nice because they have like more universal.
They're probably great for actual skateboarding, but not as
like, and they are, but then there's
lifestyle walk around shoe.
But then there's a few shoes now that are like from people who are like, yo, this shit is not good for my feet. And so their pro model will be more like tech. But then it's like $130, like a basketball shoe. But I will say the new Trae Youngs.
Hell yeah.
Can recommend.
I love those.
They got the squish in them. It's good.
Yeah. That should be, I want that to be a slogan for somebody. They got the squish in them.
They got the squish.
That's fire.
That'd be good. I don't think anyone would do that.
No, but we could sell
could be
like
the tree too. That they got the squish in them.
We could sell like Anta on it, maybe.
Yeah, Anta had an ad
for Clay Shoe.
Yeah.
Bring those back.
Anta had an ad for a Clay Shoe. It said Claytheism on it.
What?
I thought that was pretty fire. I was like, I don't know what that means exactly, but...
Yeah. With Claymation, had Wallace and Gromit in the commercial or something. Mm. But they go with Claytheism.
Claytheism would be like just like people who believe in the hot hand.
Yeah.
People who don't believe in dribbling.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
We got some more news, folks.
What do we got?
We need to talk about our boy, Bulbul.
Oh, yes. Happy for him.
These are two Minute Bowl cards that I purposed into a...
He's so long.
Bulbul card.
He's so long. Yeah, he got traded.
Detroit Pistons.
Free.
Yeah, he was sent to the Shadow Realm.
Yeah, but... really not what you want to happen in terms of your second chance or whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, he'll probably get.
I think there are worse spots. Right? Pistons are near the bottom, definitely, but I think like the Magic would be a worse spot. The Rockets would be a worse spot.
Yeah.
There's a few others that come to mind in terms of like being able to develop, but at least they have Cade and they have Killian Hayes, right, and a few other young guys, Sadiq Bey.
And I think
they've got some decent young talent. They're kind of like the Thunder, like they've got one really good, promising young guy, and then the rest is like, well, we'll see what sticks, and it's not the worst spot to be, but.
Yeah,
I agree. Like, you'd want him to be on a team that's actively, you know, trying to do more than the Pistons seem to be organized in doing. But
yeah, or just have a little bit of talent around him to help him out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but I mean, he was getting like no minutes in Denver.
Yeah, I mean, there probably wasn't a ton of like current use for him on a team that's trying to win a title.
Yeah, and then Denver also, like, I guess they're like talking about signing DeMarcus Cousins.
Wow, fascinating.
Yeah, so like, yeah, everyone's like, okay, so he's just not gonna ever get a chance there. So good for him, I guess. I mean, Detroit sucks, but he wanted minutes. Maybe he'll get them, and he doesn't have to complain on Twitter or like tweets about hating his coach. So. Because that was a thing.
Oh. And if you're the Nuggets and you have the opportunity to trade for Rodney McGruder, you do it.
You take it 100 times out of 100.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, Will, what did you just send me?
Found good photo of Kyle Kuzma before tonight's game.
Oh, we are sharing that.
Man, I'm going to search Bulbul on Twitter. And find the best take I possibly can, just from the search bar. Well, this one says Cade Cunningham and Bulbul in Detroit, and it's Kobe Shaq highlights.
Okay. I mean, the crowd will go just as crazy.
Pistons Thoughts is the account. I think we need to calm our expectations on Bulbul. He hasn't played many NBA minutes, and the Nuggets were willing to give him up for essentially a second-round pick. Tough to see his ceiling higher than MVP.
Yeah. And what else happened over Christmas? News-wise.
When Bulbul shows up in Detroit and turns into Kevin Durant. With greater than symbols.
Do you think Bulbul could be like pretty good? Or do you think he's just
I think his floor is Thonmaker. I think his ceiling is what Thonmaker's ceiling was.
Where is Thon?
Not in the NBA, I don't
know. Oh, that's so sad.
I do Matt Moore did like a long thread on him.
I think he got cut from his team in like overseas. Like, oh, yeah, they didn't even want him. I think I saw that a week or two ago. I'll have to look that up next.
Checking.
Matt Boyd did a big bubble thread after he got traded. You know, he's a big Nuggets guy. And he's like super down on him, but all of his main points were essentially he's a pretty interesting offensive player. And he will like get blocks because of how absurdly long he is on defense, but there's almost no way you can use him on defense. Like, he can't guard any big men because he's too weak, and obviously he's not going to pick up a guard on the perimeter.
Yeah.
But I think offensively he's pretty decent. Because what are you going to do to stop him from shooting?
You are right. So Thon was, after being waived by the Cavs, played for Apple Jerusalem from the Israeli Basketball Premier League, and parted ways with the team, it says on his wiki, after averaging 2.8 points and 3.5 rebounds per game.
Wow. I would have hoped for more for Thon.
Me too. That's a bummer. But I don't know. Should have been better at basketball. I don't know.
He's got a younger brother in high school right now, I think, that
he's pretty
good. Mature maker.
He is now a professional basketball player for the Sydney Kings.
He went undrafted in 2019.
Okay. Why is Sabonis trending for me right now? Oh, just because he's good. It's like, did he get traded? Why is Dame trending for me right now? Oh. Because Anthony Simmons. Anthony Simmons going off this week. I don't know if you've seen his last four games.
I saw his, like, what was it, like, the 47-point game he had?
Yeah.
He's been averaging, like, 30 a game almost.
Yeah, he's averaging in his last... Where's the... There was one that said five games, but at least this says from StatMuse, his last four games, 29 points per game, 6.5 assists, 5.8, three a game. And that
is... How many threes?
That is 54% field goal and 51% three.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It'll,
pretty good.
If you're just trying to meet expectations, I guess that's fine. But some of us try to go above and beyond.
Do you think that, like, him playing this well, do you think the Trailblazers see that and they're like, maybe we can blow it up and just keep him?
I hope so. They'd be so much more interesting.
It really would be interesting. I like Anthony Simmons a lot.
Give him his own team. Make him the new Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah.
Put together a team that's just him and a bunch of total bums and see how it goes.
It's like, Dame and CJ might not play the rest of the season.
Yeah.
At least I wouldn't be surprised. Like, the team already stunk when they were playing. Damian has that weird, like, injury. And then CJ's lung collapsed, so they're not going to rush him back. Do you think they just, like, let him lead the team and tank?
They should, as long as they got their first-round pick.
Yeah.
Norman Powell and Anthony Simons. New squad. Well, all we know for sure is that he's the best Anthony we've ever seen in the NBA.
All right.
We can all agree.
That's the Blazers true. Pick is lottery protected. So, yes, go ahead and tank it up.
Tank it up. What's their record right now? Let me check.
I bet they are in the lottery currently.
They
16 and 24.
Well, actually, they're in a play-in game right now.
Yeah, they are in a play-in right now.
It would be Lakers-Blazers. Wait, no, sorry. It would be Blazers-Clippers and uh-huh. Lakers-Wolves in the play-in games.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yuck. Don't like either of those. Fine.
Yeah, that's not.
Pelicans are 2 games back of the play-in.
And they stink.
Yeah, they're 2 games back of the play-in and 4 games ahead of last.
Yeah, weird. I don't know how I feel about this play-in thing.
There are way too many teams making the playoffs, and there already were. There should be, like, I don't know, 6 teams on both sides in each conference.
Yeah. Here's...
Yeah, they should not have expanded it to 20 out of 30 teams.
Yeah.
Not at the playoffs. That I don't like that at all.
I think in sports, it's okay to be left out.
Yeah, 500 should not make the playoffs.
Now it's 14 out of 32 instead of 12.
You shouldn't make playoffs if you have a negative record.
Yeah. Like, five. You should have to be above 500 to make the playoffs.
Yeah. It's like qualifying for a bowl game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, check this out. I got a take for you guys. The Boston Celtics. Those boys stink. That's it. They're bad.
They're not good. They are currently in a play-in spot in the East with a 20-21 record.
And yikes. I think we can blame Ennis Freedom.
Yeah.
We can't. But I want to.
Oh, I will. I'm totally
he's
fine
still fucking insufferable.
He posted a picture of him standing in front of a tank. A painting of him standing in front of a tank.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And someone said that thing going around you like a pick and roll. Yeah, Boston's bad. There had to have been more news while we were gone. It's like Woj bombs. Kelly Oubre's in protocol. Have you guys been following Kyle Guy?
Kyle, UVA legend?
Yeah, UVA legend, Kyle
Guy. Finest.
On the Heat still?
Yeah, he's doing well. Everybody, that joke I keep seeing on Instagram is that he looks like Jack Harlow.
He does. He everybody does.
Everybody saying that Jack Harlow is dropping bombs on your team. Where did that Enes Freedom tweet go? Do I have to search?
Can you delete it?
His name.
Theo Pinson has been
signed.
I'm
sure he did not. You know, he did not.
Theo Pinson has been signed to a 2-way contract for the rest of the year with the Dallas Mavericks.
Hmm.
So we absolutely love that. Interesting thing I learned today. To qualify for the NBA's pension plan, you need to have played in 3 seasons of NBA basketball. You can qualify it for it by playing in exactly 1 game in each of those 3 seasons. That counts as playing that season. So
I have a new goal in life. To get the pension.
If Theo can play in a game this year, then he can qualify for the NBA pension plan. No, he's been in the G League.
Oh, man.
He just got signed to the G-League. Although maybe I'm trying to see what's going on with the 10-day contracts he was on. But yeah, he got signed to the 2-way. If he can qualify for this year, he can make qualify for the NBA's pension plan.
I didn't know it worked like that. That's interesting.
That is what they're talking about on the Inside Carolina message boards.
Hmm.
They even broke down, if you only play in 3 years, how much money you make when you're old from the NBA pension plan.
How much is that?
It was like, let me go back for double checking the time period. I know they were talking about numbers in this terms of like 56,000.
Hmm. Okay.
Let's see, here Something. We go. All right. I'm in the thread. I'm in deep.
Oh, he's in hacker voice.
Here we go. The NBA pension plan is good and needs 3 years to kick in. And being rostered for 1 game a season counts as another year. $800 a month per active year plus healthcare. The minimum that a retired NBA player will receive at age 62 is $57,000 a year. And that's for if you just have 3 years of service.
Wow.
Incredible.
You can basically have like the income of just like working a nice job.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I would have stayed in the gym longer.
That is all I'm rooting for now for all of my favorite players is to log 3+ years of service.
Amazing.
And to get on that pension plan.
Congratulations to Jimmer Fredette.
Did y'all see the news that the NBA Players Association is talking about perhaps starting to fight for players getting equity in the teams?
No.
It seems unlikely just because, you know, why would the owners do that? But man, what a huge win that would be.
That'd be cool. It'd be really interesting.
See if that was even sourced from someone.
That would work exactly.
Reputable. Michelle Roberts wants NBA players to have equity in the team. She mentioned it to Adam Silver in CBA talks. Valuations are rising. It bothers her that players don't get a piece of that money. As she retires as NBA Players Association executive director, she thinks she can get it done. And it's from an Athletic article from the 7th.
Wow. That'd be sick. I'm a fan for that.
Then we could finally... It could finally be true when somebody hits a game winner and you call them the owner of the other team. What if it didn't have to be equity in your team? What if you could choose? You're like, you can have 1%
fascinating
of the Thunder, or you can have 0.1% of the Lakers. It should be performance-based, too. So it's like you get 0.0x% of your team, and X is the number of threes you hit this year.
Like those contract bonuses. Like, if you make the All-Star team, if you make All-NBA, you get another percentage.
Curry suddenly hits 800 threes in like 7 years. He's the majority owner of the Golden State Warriors.
Andre Iguodala just like spends 4 more years in the league.
Some player would do that.
That's what I want out of that. I want it totally tied to performance, and I want guys to start to doing insane things to try to get it. Like, if you don't miss a shot this year, you get an extra 1% of the Dallas Mavericks, and see if we can get a guy to take one shot all year. It's just a dunk.
Oh, Mark Cuban is going to hate this. He's going to be so vocal against this. Remember, he was so vocal against like the name change of like, we don't call them owners anymore, we call them team governors. He's like really weird about it too.
He couldn't abide by that.
It's like, bro, you still own the team. Like,
yeah, but you're aware that it's
not changing your money.
Literally nothing has changed.
But he like needed that title.
I saw were doing this showing something as like what was supposedly a fun story, and I'm sure it is. I mean, none of it really matters, but it was the so the MLB players are in a lockout right now. The other night was the annual Ducks Angels night for the Ducks hockey game. Mm-hmm. Generally, the Angels would send a player to represent the team there. They can't send a player right now because they're in the middle of a lockout. So instead, what they did was they sent a monkey in a Angels jersey to like fuck around with the puck and then drop it or something like that. And everyone was sharing it like there were two types of sharing it. One was like, oh, look at this fun story. And the other was like people saying like, that monkey's a scab. He should be killed. All well and good. But I was just looking at it and I was like, that's too serious away. But this is a little like too on the nose for how they view their players. I feel like that they're like, what's the closest thing we can get to our players? A fucking trained monkey in a jersey.
Yeah. That is like sent straight from like the league commissioner's office.
Right.
That is That's so incredible and not surprising.
Yeah, right. I was like, how is this like viewed as like, and it honestly, it probably worked fine. I was like, but it's wild that this is viewed as a good PR move.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's like that thing at the, there was some hockey game where they had like five teachers rolling around on the ice for dollar bills to pay for classroom supplies. And they were like, look at this heartwarming story. And everyone was like, this sucks.
It's so crazy that like,
just give them money. Why do they need to like, debase themselves like this?
That we still like, have, like news outlets are still like spinning like that. Like, it's so cool that they did this for the teachers. And like, there's no good reception to it.
And boy spends like, his allowance to buy lunch for his classmates because they can't afford it. Oh, how heartwarming.
What's great about that too is like, if they think that's heartwarming, do you think they would write the same story if they went and saw a kid have a birthday at Chuck E. Cheese and get to do like the dollar tornado thing that they do?
Oh, yeah.
They're like, wow, heartwarming. Chuck E. Cheese lets children pay to try to get a bunch of money touching their body inside of a wind tunnel.
Oh, things are bad. We can agree on that.
But Clay is back.
But Clay's back, so things are good.
And he has long hair.
I've got something partially heartwarming here that happened within the last couple weeks.
Does it involve fundraising?
No, it involves Anthony Edwards, friend of the show.
Yes.
Okay.
So legendary football coach John Madden and commentator. John Madden passed away about 2 weeks ago. And for some reason, Anthony Edwards was asked about this in a post-game press conference. And his quote about Madden is pretty great. He says, he describes himself as the best basketball / Madden player in the world. Okay. When Edwards is asked about John Madden's death, he said, "It was sickening, man." This is a direct quote. "It was sickening, man. I was playing Madden when I heard the news. So I had to beat somebody by 30 to 40 points to show my respect." Ant said he wouldn't want any of his own basketball teammates to join him in any Madden 3-on-3 game tournament. "We want YouTubers Black Rain 4 and Throne to join him. They'd be on my team, and we won't lose."
I have a few questions.
Thank you, Anthony.
I have a few questions here. By beating someone by 30 to show respect, are you forcing the other? Are you forcing the opponent to show disrespect?
Yeah, that guy who played Anthony.
Yeah, playing this game. Like only one person can show respect.
That did remind me. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Jared.
My other thing is, people are so bummed about John Madden dying, and I get it. Like, he's a huge icon, but I saw so many like people, just Madden game fans and not like general football fans, be upset about it. Like, it's going to change the game. It's still going to be called Madden. It's still like
he hasn't even been the commentator in the game.
He develops the game himself. Like he hasn't even been the mastermind behind.
He hasn't even done the in-game commentary for like 10 years. Like, he's
It's just, I don't even think
he's
been a part
of the game at all.
All those people holding like vigils when ESPN, not ESPN, God, EA stops naming the soccer game FIFA. They're like, damn, RIP FIFA. she was a great gal. We're gonna miss the work that she put in.
And people asking like, are they gonna rename the game? No, they're not gonna. No.
Can you imagine?
The end of an era. It's like the same kind of people who are upset about like Staples Center.
Yeah, 100%.
Can you imagine in modern day though, like an announcer getting popular enough for like the flagship video game franchise to be named after him? Can you imagine like logging on to play like Kevin Harlan 2021?
100%. I would.
No.
Mike Breen basketball. Mike, every time you make a shot.
Yeah, Mike Breen bang 2023.
I'm gonna get on and see if I can play some Reggie Miller 2022 later, but then I'm going to switch it up when I want something a little more substantial and play some Doris Burke.
I want Mark Jackson makes guest appearances.
Doris Burke is worthy.
It's all due respect.
I'm absolutely... they do a Mark Jackson one, I'm buying it day one.
All due respect. That's so funny. I'm gonna
send the comments. Employment. Paid vacation. I don't think so, Jeff Van Gundy. Painfully employed.
Some of the comments on this Anthony Edwards story are pretty funny. This one just says, everyone mourns in different ways. you could have left Edwards' name out of the headline, and I still would have known that quote was from him. this one says, damn, so the person he was up against didn't show respect to him, huh? SMH.
That's what I'm saying. It's so weird.
Yeah, only one person in the NBA would say this.
Was Anthony Edwards, was he the one when, like, during, like, the pre-draft interviews, where he's like, yeah, I wanted to play football. Was that him?
Yeah, I think so.
Because that was so fascinating when he's like, I like football better. Like, why are you here? I mean, I'm glad he's playing basketball. He's good as hell at it. But I remember pre-draft interviews, it was so weird because he's like, I like football better. I wish I was playing that.
Hey, LeBron always talked about how he wanted to be playing football.
True.
But LeBron lies all the time, so.
That's also true.
Anthony Edwards is a bastion of honesty.
He said, y'all remember, another comment, y'all remember when scouts and reports were clamoring about Edwards saying he likes the NFL better? What a joke.
Maybe he does like it better. Here's a question. Speaking of LeBron, he's holding out for Bronny to get into the league, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it, yeah. He's mentioned several times how it would be like the best thing ever to play alongside his son or play against his son.
He doesn't want to retire till that happens. Is he wants to share the court, like, on the same team with him or oppose him?
I think he wants to be on the same team.
Sounds like that. Like, I don't know how possible that's even going to be, but...
Yeah, because that's my question is, he wants that, but, like, let's say Bronny turns out being, like, really good. Like, scouts are really...
He's rated, I think, in the top 10 in his class right now or something, like...
Yeah.
He could be a first-round pick based on that. Like, it's certainly possible. Saying, like,
let's say he becomes a first-round pick, or, like, let's say he becomes a lottery pick that the Lakers are not going to be able to grab.
Sure.
Does LeBron pressure them to trade to make that happen? Or what?
I don't know.
LeBron got the Heat to draft Shabazz Napier before leaving in free agency. So, you know, anything can happen.
True.
It's true. I am curious how that's all going to shake out. Like, how serious he really is about, like, I want my son on my team. Or is he going to be like, no, my son can make his own legacy and I can play against him and that's fine. Like, I want, like, when that day actually comes, I wonder how, like, kind of pushy he'll be about that. I mean, yeah,
what his son wants to play
together. Yeah, exactly. His son doesn't want to come to the same team as, I don't know, I wouldn't. Like, you don't want to come to the same team as your dad or any sort of mentor. You don't want to be, like, in their shadow automatically. Yeah. Like,
but this is also a situation where, like, it's the Lakers, so it's like,
yeah, they might,
you know, it's seen as like the ultimate honor from a lot of players is like, I get to play for the Lakers there, like, yeah, you know, there's that legacy with that
there. As so of I'm right now curious. Though there's it's still far more likely, like, we're waiting on to see if Bronny James is good enough to get into the NBA.
Yeah.
Than him actually being that good. He's so in his recruiting class, for what it's worth, these are he's class of 2023. Things will change over the next year and a half rating this class. He's currently ranked 38th in that class.
Okay. It's a little star recruit.
This is not like, if you had a different name, we wouldn't really be thinking about him with the league right now. But it still would be possible. So, but we're we'll really have to see what happens over the next year.
A lot of that rating is like, if he had a different name, maybe he'd be in the 60s or something, you know? Like, yeah. But a lot of that is on potential and on, you know, sure pedigree,
a major thing.
Which is fair, like, definitely. Yeah. But as just a player, standalone player, maybe he'd be a little lower.
They've talked about a lot. I've always thought this was one of the most interesting scenarios there, because they always talk about, like, he's definitely going to – he hasn't said it, but a lot of the speculation is he's definitely going to Duke if he goes to college. And the one thing I've been really curious about is, like, yo, like, I'm certain they would for the press. I was like, but are we dead certain he's going to be good enough to? If he's 38 overall and he wants to go, he's 1,000,000,000% going. Like, that's absolutely good enough. But, like, I am really curious, like, he gets
there. Coach K's not going to be there either.
Krzyzewski's gone. Yeah. And it's like, rookie coach or second-year coach John Shire is like, how many minutes do I have to play this guy?
Yeah. But, like, also, I feel like a name like that going to Ignite would be huge for Ignite, press-wise.
Yeah, for sure. But he'll get to the league no matter what, because the middle ball brother got signed to, like, training camp contracts. So
that's true.
They'll do anything. They signed J.R. Smith's brother, the Knicks did that one time. So they'll definitely do anything. Like, all the Antetokounmpos are in the league and everything like that. Like, he'll get into the league no matter what, but it is a really interesting question. Yeah, if he got really good, LeBron's like, trade every pick you have for the next 20 years to get him on my team.
Right, and would the Lakers do that? Would they be like, okay, yeah, bro.
Yeah, so I can play one game in the league.
I bet, like, if he's a late first round or second round, they'll trade for him if LeBron asks him to, for sure. They'd make those moves, and it wouldn't be a huge deal for them.
What's fascinating is that we can finally see LeBron slowing down, like, due to age. You can finally see some of it, and he's still easily a top five player in the league.
Yeah.
Is absolutely disgusting.
I feel like some of his decision-making has been worse lately.
He definitely.
I don't know if that's also just because he's fucking tired of this roster.
He's like this
when
shit,
like four of them didn't get up like up court the same time as him, so it's like he's like on a 1v4 and he just throws it up and misses. Like
he definitely is like, I'm over this shit.
Yeah, I think there was a play. Let me find it.
Got another Reddit thread about LeBron that we could maybe end on whenever. Yeah. I don't know how we're getting there. See this play you're talking about, but the title of it is My Potentially Unpopular Opinion on the LeBron Era in LA.
Ooh.
Spoiler alert. It's not that unpopular. And also it's just funny.
I do not have it anymore. There was something
Kyle
that
Kuzma
happened.
Started the game 5 for 5 for 11 points.
Who?
Kyle Kuzma.
He might be good. He might be the next LeBron James.
LeBron James has already played on a team with the next LeBron James when he shared the court with Kyle Kuzma for a couple of years.
Okay, so here's what happened.
Alex Caruso.
Lakers Kings game, there was a jump ball. And it was like, it's LeBron versus Damian Jones,
yeah.
I think.
He didn't even jump.
And LeBron just walks away. He doesn't even try it. And then, like, he's next to the Kings bench and Tristan Thompson's giving him shit for it. And he's like, bro, I turned 37, not 27. But he's like, I'm not doing it.
This wasn't the opening tip. It was like a jump ball mid game.
Yeah, it was like a jump ball. It was the opening tip.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, why would they have
and he's like,
there?
I'm not even trying it.
Like, but yeah, like, I get it.
Tristan Thompson. But it's funny because, like, he's definitely like, okay, I am getting older. I can't do all of this. I'm not even going to try some of it.
Especially when he's like on a less than elite team. It's like, Well, I mean, if we get to the playoffs, I've got to be ready for that. Like, that's what matters. I'm not going to, like, give it all every night. Not that he has been the last few years, but...
Just give us one dunk contest.
Yeah. Yeah, the coward LeBron. He's never going to do it.
I want him.
I stand by that. I haven't fully thought this out, but maybe that's the deciding factor on being the number one player of all time. Michael Jordan did a dunk contest. LeBron didn't. That's the tiebreaker. It's MJ.
A big difference. Yeah.
He didn't even have to win it. Just do it. Like, just do one.
Yeah, just do one. Just be in it. Maybe he's holding out till his son can be in the dunk contest.
Oh, that's what he meant this whole time.
That's what he meant.
I wouldn't have watched 39-year-old LeBron in a dunk contest.
It'd be a great thing to do. Like Nadir.
I would just
retire right after. Did you see that Ja Morant dunk? I mean, not dunk, block.
The block? That was unbelievable.
His elbows were like hitting the backboard.
He almost broke his nose on the backboard.
There was speculation that his vertical, at least on that play, was like 50 inches.
That was
like, based on where he was in the air. That's insane.
He might have still been going up when he hit the backboard.
Probably.
That was absolutely nuts.
LeBron
said it, like, he has rockets in his calves. Like that boy can jump. It's like basically what he was like, I saw it. Like, it was crazy.
Like, you know how in the dunk contest, sometimes like a big will be in it and they'll bring out the large hoop.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, look, I can dunk on the taller hoop. Like, I want to see Ja do that.
I think he could dunk on 12 feet.
When a big guy does it, it's like, yeah, you got a decent, like, you got a good vert, but you're also big, you know? But like, I feel like if Ja Morant did something like that, where he brings out the larger hoop and does it, like, it'd be so much crazier. It'd be so much cooler to see.
Just thinking, the audacity of that reporter to ask LeBron if he saw the Ja Morant block. Of course he did. He watches every game. He's a fan of the game.
He never misses a moment, and he watches them on the local broadcasts, which I appreciate.
Let's discuss that, and then we'll end with the the Reddit thing.
Yeah.
Where do we start with this?
This the Wizards thing?
The Kevin Porter thing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so...
it was the Wizards commentator. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So, Will, this is all yours.
Yeah, Kevin Porter Jr. It's a game-winning three against the Washington Wizards. And stand-in color commentator, Glenn Consor, not the usual color commentator, which is Drew Gooden, much to everyone's problems. stand-in color commentator, Glenn Consor, who, it should be noted, given how things have played out, I have some measure of sympathy for, but this is his fault for saying something that was completely unresearched. If you're going to claim a player is the son of another NBA player because they have the same name, you should probably check and make sure you're actually right before the game. Glenn Consor says, pulls the trigger at the right time, just like his dad. People immediately took this to mean, which is definitely the worst faith assumption you could ever make, that he was not referring to being mistaken that this was former Wizards player Kevin Porter's son. They believed that he was, in fact, had decided to reference that Kevin Porter Jr.'s actual father had been arrested for manslaughter for, I believe, killing a young girl with a gun. So everybody went nuts, absolutely nuts. Said, how can you believe they would reference this? And then it especially blew up when LeBron quote tweeted it the following morning. And I'm just going to go ahead and grab that tweet so I can read it. Would hate to,
hate to quote it without research.
Yeah, he said, so LeBron says, oh, he thought this was cool, huh? Nah, we ain't going for this. Sorry, but this ain't going to fly. How insensitive can you be to say something like this? Beat it, man. I pray for you, but there's no place in our beautiful game for you. Which, you know, again, we're currently just doing the worst faith assumption, but after about like 30 seconds of thinking, it's clear that the announcer thought that probably instead of logging on to his job that day and deciding to get fired in the most egregious way possible, he probably decided, just to reference, that he thought that Kevin Porter Jr. was Kevin Porter's son, which was wrong and is his fault for not researching.
Definitely.
Released that in an apology, said, "Hey, I reached out to Kevin Porter Jr. I'm sorry. This is what I meant. This is on me." And it is on him. They followed up with LeBron about that and said, "What do you think? What do you think about him saying that he was not, in fact, referencing the Kevin Porter Jr.'s father killing a girl?" LeBron said, "Oh," he said, "he would not be taking it back." He said, he did not believe him. He said that announcers get scouting reports just like players, and they do their dirt on the players before the game. So he did not believe that he didn't know.
They're supposed to do that. Yeah. I guarantee at least half of them don't.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, half of them don't read that shit.
And then he said, I'm certain it. Do you think that's written on the Kevin Porter Jr.? A scouting report before the game?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like stats, and then like there's an asterisk next to his name. It's like, not the son of.
Yeah, right. Like, but then LeBron said what he said, no matter, referring to when he said pulled the trigger at the right time. LeBron said what he said, no matter if he thought that was his dad or not, was so insensitive. And the words that he used, we know the words that he used. I don't even want to repeat it. It's not something that should ever be said. And then the follow-up paragraph in this article is, James is the same person who on December 15th referred to Los Angeles Lakers teammate Austin Reeves as AR-15 after he hit the game-winning shot against Dallas.
Yeah, come on.
And man. LeBron also went on to claim that he was watching the game live when it happened, heard it live, thought about it for the night, and then went back.
In the morning.
Tweeted in the morning, which... for those keeping track at home, means that LeBron is claiming he was watching Wizards Rockets on the Wizards streaming app, because that would be the only way, or watching on the Wizards broadcast option on League Pass or on the Wizards streaming app, because that was the only way you would hear the Wizards commentary, which seems almost as big a lie to me as him claiming that he said Kobe was going to score 81 points before he did.
I have two things on this. One, LeBron loves to watch Kyle Kuzma and misses him dearly, so that's true. And okay. Two, that's my only point. I forgot my other point. He just loves Kyle Kuzma that much.
It's just such a funny thing to me, because it's like my favorite points on this is my favorite point on this essentially comes from a slightly different area, which is say, hey, it's really funny to me that he doubled down, because it's still completely the announcer's fault, even if you don't feel the need to double down. Like, you can accept what he said and be like, yeah, okay, but like, you should do your research before the game. What the hell are you doing? Why are you claiming
a guy? Just be like, oh man, do better.
Yeah, like, you fucked up. Like, I don't, like,
yeah,
you didn't fuck up in the way that some people think you did, but like, you fucked up. That's on you.
Yeah.
But to that point, to when LeBron also said he never called for him to lose his job, which means I'm not entirely sure what he meant by there's no place for you in basketball.
That is absolutely a call for him to lose his job. Absolutely.
And, but the follow-up was, they said, so if you're gonna fire him, if you're going to fire him, it makes no sense to fire him for claiming he did this on purpose. That's the weirdest decision ever. But if you're going to fire him, it would be to fire him for not doing his research and not preparing for the game, which isn't entirely unfair. However, as is correctly pointed out by anyone who has ever listened to a Wizards broadcast over the past year and a half, if you were going to fire the Wizards announcer for not doing their research and getting things wrong during the game, you would not be able to let Drew Gooden back on to his normal job. Because he gets 87 things wrong a game.
Half the announcers in the league.
The regular crew does no research. They're awful at their jobs and they get things wrong all the time. So that would be a little.
Every local crew is this way, at least the majority. I remembered my other point, and it's that I feel like outside of the context of all the other things of what people thought he meant or what was said, the line, the announcer's line of pulls the trigger just just at the right time is the most meaningless, like, filler line I've ever heard. It's not creative. It doesn't mean anything. Yeah. What does pull the trigger at just the right time mean? Even in the context of, like, a game-winning shot, is just the right time just before the buzzer? Or what? Like, it doesn't mean anything. It's not a good line. Even if
after
no alternative meaning.
Even better is after the shot, there's still a couple, like, there's like 0.7 seconds left on the clock. So theoretically, he could have pulled the trigger at a better time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, outside of that,
the entire line is just boring.
If you make the shot, then you released it at the right time, right? Like,
yeah, the right time in the game, the right timing of your shot. He got a green. He got the green timing, like in 2K. It's a perfect release.
Yeah.
It's just a boring line.
Does this mean that we need to revisit Andre Kirilenko and his nickname?
AK-47.
Are we canceling that? Is that over?
According to LeBron,
I don't think you give yourself a nickname.
Saying the words pull the trigger should never be used in any context, which leads me to my other point, which is that we are supposed to believe that LeBron James is a huge fan of hip hop and rap. And he believes that saying the words pull the trigger is too far for a human to say on an everyday basis. He better only be listening to the clean version of every song.
Has LeBron ever done like the bow and arrow shooting?
All right.
Celebration.
Pull his teammates aside, be like, "Hey, man,
that's so not cool." Well, I'm sure we don't talk about he that. Has something to say about how Russell Westbrook used to celebrate threes by blowing on the threes,
right,
and shoving them into the holsters.
Right? Does he like mute ESPN Warrior games? The mic bring bang. That's too much.
What is he referencing here? A nuclear explosion? Like the
one? Yeah, what is this? A bomb? What is this? Bang like a shot? There's no place.
Absolutely not. The only catchphrase in the NBA, again, that wasn't a good line, and I'm not really defending Glenn Consort because he did fuck up. I'm not too concerned. But the only catchphrase in the NBA that LeBron is okay with is Kevin Harlan's, "Yes!" He's like, that's how it should be. A good, clean catchphrase.
Solid agreement.
Just affirmative.
Right, does LeBron like walk in on his kids playing Fortnite and be like, "Turn that off"?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
How does LeBron feel about Mike Breen saying "bang"? I mean, that's the sound of a gun, folks.
Like,
that's not the sound of a ball going through the net. That doesn't make a bang sound.
I know LeBron's not playing Call of Duty.
Bronny is, though. I wonder how.
Bronny, that's what I'm saying. Like, how does he feel about Bronny playing COD or Fortnite? There's a lot of bang there. There's a lot of pulling the trigger at the right time.
Video games are not allowed in the house. Not only first-person shooter games, but also any games. Because if you were playing like NBA 2K, there's a chance the announcer could say bang or pull the trigger.
True.
I just do love the process of thinking where someone's like, this guy who's a part-time announcer for the Wizards, usually is a radio guy, is doing a TV game because Drew Gooden is out, gets ready before the game, notices that Kevin Porter Jr. is on the Rockets, says, okay, I'm going to look this guy up. Oh, his dad committed manslaughter? That's good to know. I'm going to file that away. But I'm only going to use it if he hits a game-winning three at the end of the game. I'm not going to say it when he scores other points. But if he just happens to hit a game-winning three, you better believe that I'm going to reference his father committing manslaughter. And that is how I'm going to lose my job today.
That shit is not happening unless we're watching, like, MLB.
Yes.
I believe it. I believe it there.
Well, let's think, like,
there's such another level of incompetence over
there. At least in the MLB, they get like, they're like caught on a hot mic. They're not saying it on
purpose. Yeah, it's always on a hot mic. Yeah.
He's like, I love that he decided he wanted to lose his job before the game started, but only if Kevin Porter Jr. was going to hit a game winning three. He's like, today, I bet my entire livelihood on if Kevin Porter Jr. hits a game winning three or not.
Can you imagine, like, what was that? That was only like last year, the year before, right? Where he was caught on a hot mic saying some
Stianos.
some swing bad things. Yeah. And he's like apologizing during the home run and being like, I'm not sure I'm ever going to do this again.
Yes.
Tom Can you Brennan. Imagine that?
All time moment.
In the NBA, honestly, that happening.
My favorite moment of last baseball season.
It's the best moment of the MLB, like, in recent history.
It really is. But like, can you imagine that in the NBA, something like that? Like, you're like, yeah, well,
that would be immediate dismissal.
Saying this is my last day. Like, I'm sorry for what I did. I don't think I'll ever be on this mic again. While like LeBron just fucking yams it down on three people.
It's the color guy saying that, and then while he's saying it, LeBron like hits a huge shot, and Mike Breen goes bang right in the middle of it. That'd be incredible. We should point out, though, this guy really should not be, the Wizards guy should not be calling TV games, because he had two fuck ups that went viral in like a 1 week period when he was filling in, because he was the one who also did the, I don't know if you saw the clip that went semi viral, not as big because LeBron didn't quote tweet it, but it was the clip of him saying undrafted is the new N word.
I did see that.
They did that, yeah, and everyone was like, what the fuck are you talking about? He goes back and he's on the broadcast. They're talking about it, and they're like, whoa, wait, like, yeah, we're getting some pushback. He's like, oh god, no, it's the I N word. Like, it's a word that is in. Like, that's the word that's in right now because of these undrafted players. And everybody was like, bro, what the fuck? You gotta just stop calling games.
Oh my goodness. I can't even.
He literally has like Tobias Funke levels of phrasing problems.
It seems like that. Exactly.
As they say in England, who wants a banger in the mouth?
But that is my.
Don't say that, Ron Braun.
That is my new, since I finally lost, unfortunately, my Mason Plumlee saying it's a matter of when, not if, he gets a triple-double. My new one is LeBron and watching Wizards games against the Rockets on NBC Sports Washington. Just so he can hear the local broadcast. Who, by the way, if we're doing all this, the guy who does the play-by-play supports the January 6th Capitol riots.
Oh my gosh.
I'd really rather lose him.
There's so much depth here. It's incredible.
I'll save my LeBron thread for another day, but I do want to, this is a recent tweet from friend of the show, D'Angelo Russell. It reads, damn, I love my mom and dad.
Mm.
Beautiful.
Hey, remember.
Something wholesome to end on.
We learned just a couple of years ago that part of the reason Russ was so good was he loves his parents.
Oh yeah,
you couldn't say that about anybody else. D'Angelo Russell's coming for that spot now.
So it must be anyone that you call Russ. They love their parents.
Russ is love their parents,
and that's beautiful. you want to do the Reddit thread next week then?
Yeah, I'm sure LeBron will be in the news again. I've got it tucked away. When the Lakers clean house up to the trade deadline, we'll bring it back up.
That's a good idea.
There's an NBA name for our listeners to watch out for. LeBron James. Keep an eye on this unheralded player, upcoming star, perhaps, accomplishes in the next couple of weeks.
People love his involvement in roster building.
I've got a nickname that might catch on for you. Okay. King James.
Like the Bible.
Or shall we say Big Game James.
What if he had come in and was just insistent that he should have the exact same nickname as James Worthy? Like, since day one, he's like, I have to be called Big Game James.
Has anyone done that?
I guess not really, but that's why Shaq hates Dwight Howard is the Superman thing.
And then Shaq bequeathed it to Giannis. And Giannis was like, nah, I'm good.
Shaq also has like 400 nicknames.
I think Big Aristotle is my favorite.
I was always a Shaktus guy.
Shaktus. Yeah, that's a good one too.
I do like there's been a rise of Gary Payton the second hype.
Mm-hmm.
Not Gary Payton Jr., Gary Payton the second.
Yep.
And his nickname being Young Glove.
Which that's is fine. Like,
it's good. And he You're says like... he's okay with it, so
there's so many good possible nicknames for Gary Payton.
There are.
The Mitten, the Young Glove, like everything is good.
Yeah. I think I like Young Glove the best. They were like earlier in the season they're like experimenting with the Mitten, but it wasn't hitting.
Yeah, no, I mean like Young Glove is like more like complimentary to him. Mitten's a little infantilizing, but I still like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Young Glove's perfect. It brings you back to the glove. But it's like a nickname, I think. Like, is he gonna be able to, let's say he's still in the league in like 6 years.
Yeah.
Is he still gonna be the Young Glove?
Is he always the Young Glove? He's still younger than his dad.
So then he's always Young Glove.
I think so.
Okay. Okay. Important clarification that I needed.
Mm-hmm.
This Young Glove. Y-U-N-G or Y-O-U-N-G? What's the spelling of this?
I want it to be just U-N-G. But I think it's full. I think it's the full thing.
Okay.
Also, get Young Glove in the dunk contest as well.
I would enjoy that.
Because he jumped over a man by accident the other day. He was leaned over. He stole a 7-foot man, leaned over. He leaped
over. I want Ja Morant. I want Gary Payton the second.
Yep.
I want, who else we got? LeBron James. Big in there.
Okay.
And I want, I don't even know. Let JaVale McGee do it again. Why not?
I'd be so fine with that.
I want to see him dunk in two hoops at once again. Maybe the most underrated dunk in dunk contest history.
It was really cool.
It got like a 39 or something.
It's bullshit.
Nobody else in the world could do it. Maybe Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard.
All right, so I thought one fun thing, just thinking about Gary Payton the second, and I promise we'll wrap up soon, but one fun thing could be maybe moving forward as we go through the episode, because I have so much fun doing this already. Every time we name a player at the like end of the episode, we go, okay, here are the players we named, and out of like one of them, could I find a great like basketball reference nickname for them that nobody uses? So I checked a few players in this episode, and we got it right at the death. JaVale McGee has 4 nicknames listed on Basketball Reference. I have heard of one of them.
Okay.
It's the first one, which is Pierre, which I have heard.
I have heard that.
Because
that's his producer name.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
The other three are The Big Secret, The Great Adventure, and Big Daddy Wookie.
All excellent, honestly.
I love The Big Secret because
and The Great Adventure are both so vague. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Like, what does it mean?
I think nothing will top Monte Morris's basketball reference nickname, though.
The count of Monte assist turnover or whatever. Assistio.
Yeah. That is the greatest one.
But maybe we will
be on the lookout for a greater one.
Yeah, as long as I remember to do this, as we go through our episodes, we'll see if we can ever find something better than the count of Monte Assistio.
Let's end this with we'll each sound off on our favorite current nickname for a player, and I'm starting because I want to get this one before you guys do. Time Lord is a fantastic nickname.
Time Lord is good. I mean, I really thought you were going to say the cum bucket, so I'm going to take that one.
No,
yeah.
No, it's too fucked up for me to.
I
don't think it's an official nickname, but it has been said by a commentator during a game. So I think
it's live TV. Yeah. It counts.
Y'all took the I should not have gone third. Y'all took the best ones. All right, I'm gonna give a shout out to what clearly based off what I said, I'm not happy with the player anymore, but it's in my eyes been a long underrated nickname. Bradley Beal being called Bow Bow or Big Panda, because he eats, shoots, and leaves.
That is good.
I don't see nicknames on Kuminga's reference yet. They somehow have not put up Cumbucket on there yet. But
wow. I'm going to have to get in there.
Unless I'm just missing it.
It's like a Wikipedia entry.
Yeah, maybe they're not allowed to.
Yeah, there might be a flag on that one.
We'll count it. All right. That's that for this week. We should be back next week. Right? I don't think there's anything in the way.
Yeah, I think I'm open.
Okay.
As long as I'm not on paternity leave, I will be here.
Joe,
and as long the as baby I'm on not, the pod.
Yeah, as long as I'm not too sick, because right before recording, found out that like we were having a COVID scare, but then right before recording, I got a call that my girlfriend's mom has COVID that I was with this week. And we're also my brother has a fever. And also my sister has a fever. So
protect the cats. Protect the family.
Yeah. They're doing okay. So provided I'm not in worse COVID protocol, I think I think I'm on for next week.
We'll start opening a betting pool for what Joe's baby's first hot take will be.
In which NBA player they'll be named after.
Ooh, and what their first basketball card will be.
Ooh, yep. Very good.
Yeah, great. All great things. The only sports-related, we don't know if we're having a boy or a girl yet, we're being surprised, but the only sports-related clothing or anything that we have, friend of the show, Ryan Murtha, gifted us a Milwaukee Brewers onesie.
King.
Amazing.
So we've got that. Nice old ball and glove logo with the pinstripes. It's a good look.
So good.
Very good.
So we'll see. We'll find some Bucks merch very soon. Sure.
January, you'll never see any of us again because Pokemon Legends Arceus will be out and that'll be it.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna be a game changer.
Really? Okay.
Because
it will
change which game I'm playing.
Exactly.
Well, that's it. That's been a week. Good to be back after holiday break. And I hope everyone remembers that we love you.
Thank you very much.